So my project was actually on the organ in Wilson Hall. And I heard that you did education and that you did a bunch of art stuff. So I was like, all right, maybe you might know a thing or two or anything. Mm. And even if you don't, I would just at least like to pick your brain about what you did for entertainment, if you even go to Wilson Hall for like any productions nowadays and stuff like that. Okay. So I guess the first question to start off would be, like, when did you begin your residence in Glassboro?
1974. I was a freshman here at the college.
Okay. And that was that Glassboro State back then?
Glassboro State, yes.
Cool. And then when you graduated, did you live around here or... like, where did you go after?
I met my husband the year I graduated, who was from Glassboro.
Okay.
My husband's a native of Glassboro. My husband passed away 3 years ago. He would have been much better at this than me. But, yeah, so from then on, I was here in this community.
Okay.
Yes, for 40 years, 40.
And then for education, did you...
Originally when I first came to Rowan, or Glassboro State, I should say, at the time, I was an art major, not with education in mind.
Okay.
At the time, I just wanted to paint. And I then, of course, graduated and went looking for a job. They weren't hiring anyone to paint pretty pictures. So I decided, I met my husband-to-be, and he was a little bit older than me, so he was actually able to give me a little structure, and I talked about education, and then I decided to come back and get my certification for teaching here.
Okay.
And then once I did that, I went on to teach in Woodbury public school system. I was a high school art teacher. I taught advanced art and IP art.
Okay.
And nice. Then I also do photography, so I taught some. In 2005, I started teaching photography, digital image, and they called it. You know, it wasn't what I was used to, but... so then I taught that till I retired also.
Okay.
But, yeah, so I had an easy-breezy schedule. Not really, but that's what my other teachers told me. Because I taught all the advanced kids, you know.
Right, yeah.
So,
and then those people really wanted to be there.
Yeah, and I taught the AP course, which was a double period. So, and those kids really wanted to be there. And there was only five or six in a group because it was a small district. So it was very nice and pleasant.
Okay.
So that's that.
Was it just art, or did you do, like, AP art history as well? Or?
We did do some AP art history, but then I did the studio art, because that took up such a large block of time, and then I was the only one who did the photography, so the other teacher took over the history part, but that's actually my expertise is the art history.
Okay.
But I'm also good at the visual fine arts to the actual hands-on too. So.
And then when did you like start this like passion for art? Like when were you like, oh, you know what, I'm gonna go to college for it? And
I was always a little artsy little kid. But in high school, I took several art courses and just determined then that this is what I want to pursue. I want to paint.
Okay.
So that's when I, you know, when I sat down and talked to my parents about my future, I told them I wanted to go to art school. And this was close to home, even though I lived here. It wasn't too far from where I lived. I lived in Camden County.
Okay.
I grew up in Camden County.
Gotcha.
So it was far enough away that I could live, but close enough that I could go home whenever,
right, yeah.
whenever I needed money. And laundry. A good meal. So that's that. And that's how I ended up here.
Okay. And then...
But in regards to that, I can tell you when I first came here, and I don't know the exact year, but that was quite a brand new building.
Okay.
Wilson. And it was a beautiful concert hall. Now, as far as the organ itself, I don't know if it came with the hall at the time or if it came later.
Okay.
But I did attend a lot of concerts and different theater productions there. In my college years and then also since I lived here.
Okay. Do you still go to shows here or?
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, yesterday I was at a gallery talk.
Oh, okay.
Over at the on Main, not Main, High Street, at okay. the gallery there. Yeah, I take advantage of the fact that the university is here and has so much to offer, especially in the arts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really appreciative of that.
Yeah. I'm actually one of the house managers for Fleeger Hall
really?
And Boyd. Yeah,
oh,
so you'll
okay.
probably see me if you go to shows.
Oh, okay.
Especially Tuesday nights, I'm always working Tuesdays.
Okay, well, and outside by the box office, they used to have art shows out there.
Okay.
And at one time in the 80s, I was an intern for Congress.
Oh, okay.
And our local congressmen, all the congressmen across the country would have what they called the Congressional Arts Caucus. And they would do a art competition for high school students every year. And I was the coordinator of it.
Oh, wow.
And for this district, we held our shows either at Westby Gallery or there outside the box office area, you know, that where
yeah.
everybody stands
yeah.
in line. It's actually great exposure
yeah.
because everyone stands in line.
Right,
there.
They're all standing so they see it.
Right, so yeah, so everything was seen. And that was a fun project, and it was, and we tried to coordinate like the opening receptions with when a show would be opening it so that there would be that mass group of people here.
Yeah, I was just interested on this topic because when I came here, I know we have one of the big like freshman orientation like meetings in this building. They're
mm-hmm.
like, yeah, you know, Fleeger Hall has the organ and everything. And I'm like, oh, okay. And like several years ago, I actually went to the installation of Bishop Dennis Sullivan
oh,
back
okay.
in like, I think it was like 2013 when he was
right, yeah.
there. And at the church that we're at, I forgot the name of it. But it had these beautiful organ, like just the entire ceiling was just a huge organ. And it was just so
right.
beautiful. And like they played it and it was like just a great sound.
Right.
And then when I saw this organ, like it, that's been how long it's been since I've seen like a huge organ like this. So I was like, oh wow, like this must be like a fancy, you know, like beautiful occasion. Yet I haven't really heard anyone play the organ. And then most students
right.
like around campus don't even like acknowledge that we still have this organ. So I'm like, all right, well, I just want to find the history of why this organ's here, if it was donated, like
right.
the whole travel through it, you know, because an organ has such a great sound with it.
Oh gosh.
That like it, I feel it's just this high esteemed instrument because of like the
mm-hmm.
fantastic like music it can produce. So
right.
it's like this like prestigious instrument almost.
Oh yeah, because I agree with you, because when I was here, now I can't tell you, I don't recall if there was the organ when the organ was installed here.
Okay.
But my church, probably around that time, in the 70s, a church in Camden burnt down, and my church, where I grew up, inherited the organ. Because they
okay.
had to demolish the building, but the organ was still intact and okay. That section did not burn, but they had to demolish the building. So my church inherited the organ, and I just thought it was so beautiful and wonderful. But I never took advantage of if it was here at that time. I didn't even know.
Gotcha.
But I did attend concerts
yeah.
there, so it was, you know,
right.
a silly little college girl that was interested in what rock group was going to perform rather than an organ. But then I did attend them at my church once it was installed and saw, heard how beautiful it was, and wow.
Okay. Yeah, because like several concerts that like we're in charge of, like most of them are in Boyd, but like it'll be like a jazz
mm-hmm.
concert or like people just be like performing acts to help raise like money for a fundraiser and stuff like that. And like not a lot of students really do utilize the organ that I realized.
Right.
I do know this professor, I believe it's Professor Lawrence, maybe, I'm not sure. Mike was just talking to me about him beforehand. And he was saying how he plays the organ. I believe he might have a class with a few students that, like, actually, like, he teaches the organ.
Right.
But, like, I've never heard anyone play, and like, the organ at this kind of,
right,
like, level.
As I see a picture there, I don't recall it being, because I did, you know, attend concerts, and I also took a class that, it was an intro to jazz course in the 70s,
oh,
which,
okay,
was, like, probably 150 students in it, so we met in there.
Oh, okay.
And I don't recall it sitting in that position. It may have been somewhere else, but I don't recall. I mean, and then it could have been there too, and I didn't,
right,
pay attention.
That's nice.
So now I'm like curious. Now I'm going to go there and you know, pay attention to it. Because then I've been to concerts. I was it last year? I go to a lot of, like, the mini concerts and recitals over in Boyd.
Okay.
And then I also go to performances over in Bunce now. And but I did go last year to see Tony Bennett.
Okay.
But I was sitting on the other side, so I guess I didn't notice.
And, like, another thing, too, is that, like, it's in, like, an auditorium. So,
mm-hmm,
I was also trying to figure out, like, maybe, you know, there was a famous actor that was here. Maybe someone, like, loved the stage so much that they wanted this organ here. Rather be in,
right,
like, a different music department section, rather be in Boyd, why is it in,
right,
Fleet?
Yeah. I think I do recall, and it may have been when they installed that they had to put some extra things on the wall for sound, bouncing,
okay,
the sound. And that was in the 70s. So I don't know if it was because of that.
Okay. Actually,
and
no.
So,
nowadays, fun fact: if you go to, like, a concert, like a choir concert, or anything like that, they actually have these high tech, like, sound things in the very back. When you walk,
mm-hmm,
in, if you look straight in the back, they actually come down, and, like, that, like, absorbs the sound. And I was like, wow, that's, like, really cool.
Right.
Because,
yeah,
at all my concerts and everything, you would see, like, the whole siding up there at my high school, and, like,
right,
it was like a high tech high school almost.
Yeah.
Like, it was very state of the art technology, and, you know, we still had that out there, so I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, they bring it up and down. Just a fun tidbit.
Yeah. I was in a fencing club, and we used to practice on the stage there. On guard.
That's really cool.
So I don't recall that it was there.
Okay. Another thing that I discovered when I was doing some research was that back in, I think it was 1917, a auditorium burned down. And it was this huge Glassboro auditorium. It seated, like, 1,200 people. It had a bowling alley underground. It had billiards tables in there.
Yeah.
And it made me think, like, when it burned down, what would people do for, like, fun and everything? So I was just kind of curious, like, how, with being here in, like, 1970, like, what would you do for, like, entertainment? Like, was it you would go to these concerts here? Or would it be, like, you would go out somewhere else? What do you go to see, like?
Well, the student activity, did they call it the camp? And then, yeah, student government,
mm-hmm,
they put on a lot of, we had, now, at least in my eyes, we had great concerts with,
really,
rock,
okay,
bands in the 70s. I mean, and I saw big name people here. I mean, maybe you might not think, but for the 70s, they were Peter Frampton, Hall & Oakes.
Oh, okay.
Bonnie Raitt, I love. Bruce Springsteen was supposed to come, but it had to be canceled, and he never did come here.
Wow.
And I think this is the only state college he never performed at in New Jersey.
Wow.
Which was very disappointing, because I'm a big Springsteen fan.
I'll tell you what, I'll have to change that now.
Right.
So you can come.
Right. So, we've seen Genesis, not Genesis, but Phil Collins.
Oh, I love Phil Collins.
He was here. George Thorogood, which was a very loud, that was held in the gym. Some,
okay,
of them were held in the gym, some of them were held outside, and some of them were in the concert hall.
Okay.
Depending on, I guess, the size of the crowd and all. But they always had big festival in the spring with outside. And I mean, there's a lot more this building wasn't even here. This actually was a big open area, and they could have concerts and everything.
Oh, okay.
back in those days. We used to, that's, this would be where they would actually set up. It was a big field.
Okay.
And they would have concerts.
Yeah, in the spring we had something like that this past year. I forget what it was called. But like we had a bunch of like school bands. They would all, they were all playing there. And then Andy Grammer actually came and he performed. But like that's like the only big name artist. Like I'm a sophomore now, and that was like the only big name artist that really came here that like really stood out to me. And like just like you already listened off like several people like right off the top of your head. Like that's
the Ramones. I'm trying to remember them all. I mean, they were great bands.
Yeah.
What was considered great rock bands of that era. And they came here. That was the one thing I was very impressed with our student government and what they did with our activity money, that they brought these concerts here. Billy Joel. Oh, yes. Billy Joel I saw at least two or three times here.
I love Billy Joel.
Yeah, because I was dating a boy that really liked Billy Joel and Bruce Springsteen. So I got to go into a lot of Bruce Springsteen and Billy Joel concerts with him, and at least three of them were here.
That sounds like so much fun. Like
I was always a music concert person, and I still am. I saw Springsteen on Broadway twice this year.
Oh, wow.
Most people can't get tickets. Yeah. I saw him twice.
Well, if you have any extra.
Let's see what else about that hall. Well, I do remember the jazz classes were hilarious because the professor would just get up on stage and start talking about a piece of music and then put on a video, or not a video back in those days, but called a film strip and play the music. And we would be all 150 kids plus in there and just taking notes, like reacting to the music. Right. And that was basically all we really had to do. And we're like, does he even know we're here? You know, if we don't come next week, will he miss us? Because there were so many of us. And I did get an A in the class.
Well, that's good.
And we kind of just had a hand on reflections. And was what I can't even remember his name, the professor. He was cool.
Good.
But I also... I just spoke about Bruce Springsteen because I do remember the one. I mean, this is just a goofy story, and that's just the way I am.
No, go ahead.
I had a class in the Wilson Hall. I don't even remember what it was, but they used to post, and I'm sure they still do, all different concert announcements and different things on the bulletin board. And they had the poster up about Bruce Springsteen, and I got so excited. And I got so excited that Bruce Springsteen's coming, Bruce Springsteen. And my boyfriend at the time was in a class, right? So I ran in to tell him, and the carpeting was slippery, and I fell and I slid into the classroom, like Superwoman, but on the floor. And I'm like, Jerry. Bruce Springsteen's coming. And the professor just looked at me like, okay. What are you, Wonder Woman? I just couldn't wait to tell him. But then I distinctly that stayed in my heart forever. Like,
right.
I distinctly remember when they came and pulled the paper off the wall because it was canceled.
Right.
And I was like, oh. And I don't rub birds all over me, and the concert's canceled.
You're like, I even slid.
I went, I must have went 10 feet.
Wow.
And then I was late for my own class because I'm running in to tell him.
But it was well worth it, I mean.
Yeah. I always remember that from Wilson Hall. But I had a few classes in that hall.
Okay.
I mean that, yeah.
Yeah,
hall.
Yeah.
They call it the Wilson Hall. But also even when I was in college, I did take advantage of I always liked classical music and all. and going over when they had the different practice rooms and people would be practicing different things. And you were allowed to come in and just a few people could. Mm-hmm. I would go in and sit and listen to like a violin, someone practicing the violin or whatever it was they were playing.
Okay.
And then that was something that I enjoyed as a kid, college kid. Not to say that everyone else did it, because it usually was myself and older people, I guess, from the community or whatever. Because then that was one of the things, even now, that I like that. I mean, for many years, everything was free to the community. So you could, dinner, there's a show tonight, I'll go over and walk over and see the show. Sometimes I would just walk over and find a show because I didn't even know what was going on. But then now they might charge you $5, or now that I'm senior citizens, $3. So, I mean, it's a deal. Because I'm part of the Creative Glasper Council, the Arts Council.
Okay.
And we were talking about the arts, and somebody said something like, just the other night, we don't have a theater in Glasper. And I'm like, what do you mean we don't have theater? Like, meaning like, I don't know if you're familiar with Pittman Theater.
Yeah.
Meaning something like that. But mm-hmm. I said, we have Wilson Hall, we have Bunston Hall, we have a Fleer concert. I said, there's theater all around us. But they meant for us to build a theater. But I just, I'm like, the community has to be open-minded to what, this is a university town. Take advantage of what's here. Because, with the way they're changing the town, some of the people that have been here forever are not happy.
Yeah, that was actually one of the questions I wanted to ask you about. So I guess this is like a good segue. What are your thoughts with, and like, you can be completely open.
I will be.
Yeah. Don't like, don't be afraid to.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, at first I was very resistant to that, to things going on that way. Like, just because I like I'm in the historic society. Right. I like historic preservation, and I just like old buildings and stuff, and seeing things coming, being torn down. And even more so, especially when my husband was alive. My husband was so in love with Glasper and its old way of being. I was like a little upset. And then having to lose him and then see this community, things where I had memories being taken away.
No, too. I can understand.
That was heartbreaking for me. But, I've matured through my grief. And I matured just as an adult that I should be matured. Found acceptance that this is a good idea. This is working out well. Adjusting to the crowd, because the school is so, the population increases every year, is a big adjustment, because I came from Camden County, which was very congested, the area where I was from.
Right.
So coming here was kind of country to me when I first came, because there used to be a lot of peach farms and a lot of what the colleges was at one time, peach farms. And so it was very rural when I first originally came. So I liked that.
Yeah, because it wasn't like a huge like city feel.
Yeah, and you could drive through town and just from one side of town to the other in just a minute.
Right, yeah.
And now I leave and just need to run over to the grocery store, and it's when the classes are changing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it'll take forever.
And then I'm like, oh, why didn't I remember? And I even resort to where I go out the back way and go into the Clayton Acme and just end up avoid coming through here at times. Yeah. But I also enjoy riding through here at times, too, to see the life and seeing the young people.
Okay.
I always enjoyed working with young people. I was a high school teacher.
Right.
So I enjoy that part, too, that I can see life. And you know, it's funny. I do a lot of traveling. And I travel a lot to Central and South America. And most of the flights out of this area are in the middle of the night. So I'll have my ride will pick me up in the middle of the night and we'll ride through here. And there's so much life going on in the middle of the night. I'm like, oh my God, look at these kids. Like 3 a.m. and they're running away. But it's like, oh my, it brings me my memories of the being a college kid, sometimes a foolish college kid myself, and then it you know, just puts a little youth back into me. And then it also puts me in place, though, that this is where I am in life. But I'm glad I had that experience, too. But it's great to see that the city is coming to life, because for a while there was... There wasn't anything going on for the kids that come to school here, and it was crazy that. So, like, this thing going on uptown, I mean, they still have a lot of things to work through, but right. At least there's some kind of life going on up there.
Yeah.
And it gives also a place for when the parents come to visit, they have a place to go, a place to eat dinner, a place to, there's a hotel if they need to stay and all.
Right.
Like I said, back in my day, or who was I? I was saying it to Andrew upstairs. The only restaurants they had were diners. They had a few diners.
Oh, okay.
Now, right now there's only one diner open, Angelo's.
Oh, I go to Angelo's all the time. I love it. It's such great food, and it's very cheap. Like,
And Angelo's been here forever.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the one other diner was P&B, but that closed. But apparently it's going to open again. They have new owners. But there used to be diners all over the place around here. And that was where, when your parents came to town, that's where you went. That was it.
Oh, okay.
And then there was the bowling alley. And that was like the entertainment.
Right.
They did have a bar in there and with a band. And when I was here, you only had to be 18 to go.
Okay, right. So
drink.
Then, right.
So it was filled with college kids.
Right.
Because I don't know if they still do, but they actually had a bar in the student center, the Rat Cellar.
Really?
I don't know if you knew that.
Hold on.
Yeah, they had a bar in there.
Wait, okay, that's coming back. That's number one.
So because of the 18 drinking age, it was a different atmosphere here.
Right.
Although now, though, I do notice, you know, now that we have some bars up over here in Rowan Boulevard and all. I know they had like college night and all. A group of my friends and I were out one night, and I think it was Wednesday night at Chicken Pete's.
Okay.
And it was just us and some other people, local people.
Right.
Older, our age. And then suddenly, we're just talking, and suddenly the whole group changed and it became all these young people. And we're like, what happened? And here, you know, it was college night and it was their time to come in.
Right.
And not that we had a leave,
no,
but
yeah, yeah.
It was just like, whoa, what world are we in? So it was very interesting. So it does still exist, but of course, those kids are 21. At least they're supposed to be.
Right.
But we were all just 18 and running around. I shouldn't even be saying that. And I didn't drink, so
right.
I was always the designated driver. And I just chose to not drink. Why? No special reason, because people always said, oh, was it for religious reasons, or was it for, did you have a problem?
Right.
No, I just chose to not. I don't know why. But anyway. So, but I wish I could give you more information on the organ.
Oh, no, that's perfectly fine.
I'm very delighted to know that it's there. Now I'm going to go and search it out and see what I can attend.
Yeah, of course.
Instead of having to leave and go to my church and listen to church music. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but...
But you brought up some really great points. I really have to do thank you.
Oh, gosh.
Because it just shows the whole difference of like student life,
right?
You know,
right?
Okay. Like I know that there is the we have 5 minutes, but I know that we have the bowling alley, which is right by the car dealership. I think it's like by Delsey Drive and stuff,
right,
like that.
Yeah.
That's, I didn't do much like research on that one. But someone told me that like you have to be 21 and up to go in there, because it is like a drinking bar and stuff,
mm-hmm.
like that. So like they card you at the door. And like I think to myself, I'm like, all right, but like you have a bowling alley. Why don't you just make it for like college students. Yeah. Like, you would get so much more money because, you know, you have the bowling alley now that you can't get to. And now only juniors and seniors are allowed to have cars. So, like, I, like, ride with my friend because she has her car and we go to Pittman. But, like, if I didn't have her, like, I wouldn't be able to, like, travel to Pittman or, like, find something else to do.
Right. Yeah.
And then, if, like, we don't have all these, like, wonderful musicians coming in all the time to do concerts or anything. So sometimes it is a little difficult to find something interesting on campus. So just, even, like, regardless of the organ, it just goes to show this difference of, like, life, you know, like, and, like, entertainment life.
Right.
And how, like, you know, you have the hall itself, even though, like, if you exclude the organ, the hall itself hosted so many concerts and everything.
Right.
And now, like, kids, like, we don't see as many concerts in there. We'll just see, like, you know, a jazz band or something, which isn't bad.
Right.
You know, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But it's no, like, big name artist who's there to draw a huge crowd of students. So, and not that, but not all students even know that there's a jazz concert going on because of the lack of communication.
Right.
So, and, like, this campus is starting to grow, so it's hard to know what's going on in every, like, every corner.
Right.
So I just find it interesting. Like, that's, it really, like, interests me. And the fact, the whole change of just even, like, social life and, like, entertainment, really.
Yeah, and I think, too, it's sometimes it's the person themselves have to go out and seek it.
Right.
Like, I was one who would always, as an art major, was always in the art building looking at the bulletin board to see when art shows were opening up.
Right.
And what art shows were in town that I could attend. And then I would go into Wilson Hall and look on the bulletin board to see what concerts are happening and all. I mean, and now, I mean, you have online, you can go online and find that. But it's a matter of just knowing to go online and find
it. Right, yeah.
And, but I was, you know, I always did that, but I was just me.
Mm-hmm.
So there were people that were not doing that. And then, I don't know how it is in the student center now, but they did always post. Everything was always posted. That was good. But we were had a very active student government, student activities board, and all that kind of stuff. I don't know how it is now.
But yeah.
I remember they started so much. Like, they started the ambulance. Like, they got an old I think it was in the mid-late 70s.
Okay.
Somebody purchased an old ambulance and they started, you know, a rescue squad and everything on campus. That was when it started.
Okay.
And I remember that. And it was because the student government just took...
Wow.
Somebody got interested and took the action to make sure it got done.
That's so cool.
I thought I was very impressed with the way they spent our money.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is. It's our...
Right, yeah.
Fees.
Yeah. Like me, I'm part of student government. I'm class senator for 2021. Thank you. And my whole big thing now is I'm trying to push for free laundry, or to at least get everyone free laundry, because it's very difficult for, like, some students that I know to even, you know, like, get food for themselves. And now, like, they don't even, like, do their laundry that much because they can't afford, you know, like, the $5 it might be. So I'm trying to, like, push for that, because I feel like it's a necessity for every student to have this kind of free laundry.
Right.
And it's just, like, every time I do it, it's like I hit a roadblock. So it also, like, you know, like, not to be, like, back then, but, like, when, with your student government, you know, that's when all these great things were coming out. You know, you had the ambulance service, you had this, you had, you know, these concerts happening.
Right.
Nowadays, it's not like that everything's already done for them, but, like, they just need to capitalize on what's already happened.
Right.
You know, like, you have to just keep pushing. Like, the work isn't done. There's so much more to do. And, like, with the whole idea of, like, expanding Rowan, like, we have to focus now on what we have now. Because we can't just keep expanding without focusing and strengthening what we have.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like that's, like, another
the student center when I which I don't know
no I think that it's way. That way yeah from
the
we
student
are.
Center was brand new when I started here.
Okay.
And the year before that, because I just came to visit the school, it was at Memorial Hall across the way, and that was with student center, very small, just like a cafeteria, and that was pretty much it. And then they opened over here, which was huge, at least to us back then, coming from this little cafeteria. And it just became the hub to meet and a place to go. And it really was functional for us. I don't know how it is now. I mean, we all went to the student center back then. and had that big pit where we could all just
we still have the pit and everything.
It did have a bar in it.
We had a coffee shop, a
billiards room, and we had a laundromat. I might still be there because it should be.
Yeah, I think they have a laundromat. It's
and
on
then
the
mail
bottom
room,
floor.
And then they had a food court in the lower
mm-hmm.
level.
Yeah.
And then the big cafeteria upstairs, a little restaurant, the Owl's Nest, which I think is still around, isn't it? And a ballroom, because we would have like homecoming dances and stuff like that upstairs. And do they still have Project Santa?
I don't.
That was a fun event.
But what was that?
We collected toys for kids, you know, needy kids.
Oh, okay.
It was a big effort, big thing. And all the students were to get involved. It was very neat. It was neat.
And what was that called?
Project Santa.
Because we don't do that, we are going to do it again.
It was awesome. It was, and that we would that would take place in the ballroom in the student center.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think our time is running low.
Okay, yeah. So much for the information on the organ.
No, you really helped me so much. And regardless of that, you at least brought light to so many things. I can't thank you enough for taking the time.
Yeah,
a
student government person, that's a good thing. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
That was fun.
Thanks. And
for the reminiscence.
If you don't mind, can you just state your name and to the
microphone? Sure. Maureen St. John.
Thank you. It was very...
Great to meet you.
Very entertaining, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Very entertaining.